Chalk Chat Freestyle for Saturday, August 22nd, 2015, Season 4, Episode 19 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. In the Binary Studio, just for you, this is Chalk Chat Freestyle, an audio diary of my life, the things I do, the things I get up to. And before I go any further, I'm going to take a sip of this fine glass of water. It's like my fifth one of the day, and you know what they say about the fifth one. I had to laugh at Mr. Michael Butler today on his Saturday cast when he was drinking water and said, you know what they say about the first glass of water? And I went, it's the best, and he said, it's the worst. And the pause and the timing of it there was just so funny. So thank you for making me laugh, Mr. Michael Butler. DogDaysOfPodcasting.com is where you can find out more information about this crazy challenge to make podcasts. You know, even though it's the 22nd, it's not too late to start and jump in. If you're new to podcasting or if you're an old veteran like some of us, it doesn't matter. We just keep going. It's a lot of fun. We're doing it for the love and the community and the fun. Quick health update. My mouth is feeling like I got a pizza burn on the roof of my mouth. Yeah, that's where they took the tissue from. I did not wear my mouth guard today or last night, but found out my teeth were feeling kind of sore. I don't know what that was all about. And the bottom teeth where the bottom gum meets the lip kind of thing just feels like it's got a canker sore. I'm not messing around down there because there are stitches and I don't want to tear them out. So things are going well. I am taking my prescriptions, my antibiotics. I think I got amoxicillin. To keep the bad juju at bay. I did get a call from Walgreens today because I forgot. Remember I said that one of the prescriptions was dated the day after? I went in on the 19th and I filled my prescriptions right away. They said, well, this one's on the 20th. It was for something called Narco something or other with acetaminophen in it. And they said, "Now they called me up and said, your prescription's ready. I went, oh, crap, I forgot to pick that up on Thursday. And then Friday came and went. And I thought, well, maybe I don't have to pick it up. Well, they wanted me to pick it up. I said, you know what? I'm not in terrible pain, but I'll tell you, yeah, everybody should have some serious painkillers on hand just in case. I don't know if I'm going to break my foot or what. It never hurts. I'm not going to take them right away. But the it's one of those things where you're not supposed to drive or operate heavy machinery or drink alcohol. Those are the good ones that you want to have handy just in case. I think they expire after a year is what the prescription bottle said. And it was $10. So I got some real good drugs if I need them. I'm not going to sell them to anybody and I'm not going to abuse them. And there's only 30 of them. How abused can you get? But it was, like I said, it was supposed to be a lazy Saturday, and I went to do some errands. I picked up the, what I hope is the last of the Dragon Con paraphernalia. Lenny, one of our annoying characters from Technorama, will be making an appearance on the show, and I didn't want to just throw glasses on and say that's my costume. So I picked up a couple other things, so Lenny's going to be a little more elaborate than he was a few years ago when he appeared at Dragon Con. I think we had Lenny and Lenny on a show last year. Yeah, I think that's right. We had Clinton's Lenny and our Lenny, and that was interesting. Then I did a quick haircut. I went down to an 1/8 inch, so now I have a serious buzz cut. I don't think my hair's ever been this short since I was about 8 years old when my dad took the sheep shearers to me. And I can do a fair job myself with those things. It's hard. It's actually easier to cut at a 1/4 inch than it is an 1/8 inch, but I'm not going to bore you with all the details. The plan was today, I called up Mr. Michael R. Menengay last night to say, hey, I'm a bachelor and I'm bored, because Donna's still in the old country, back in Michigan and Wisconsin. And I said, do you want to go see a movie? He said, well, I got to do server updates. So we agreed that Saturday afternoon will be a guy day. I went over his house about 12:30. And we looked around for movies and we decided, hey, well, we could go see Ant-Man. We could see Mission Impossible. And then we found this movie called Mr. Holmes. I never heard of it, but Ian McKellen's in it, so let's check it out. We looked at the reviews, we looked at the trailers and decided to go see that. And I will give you my feedback on that in a moment. The But it didn't start until 4:40, so we had some time to kill. We went and got some sushi, really good place. It's one of those things that goes has the food that goes around on the luggage carousel kind of thing. So you just pick a plate, eat it, pick another plate, eat it, grab what you want as it goes by, and you pay for the plates based on their colors. Had good sushi, good sake bomber, came home, or came back to Mike's house, and watched Blazing Saddles to fill in the time before we went to the theater. Oh, I have not seen Blazing Saddles in like 30 years. It still holds up well. The quality is actually pretty good. I don't know where Mike got this recording, but the video was good. That movie was made in 1974. Still laugh at Mel Brooks movies. There are some lines in there that everybody knows and everybody can recite them, and others that I completely forgot about. It is terribly racist, as you're pretty well aware. So if you get offended with that kind of stuff, don't watch it. But I still think it's funny, not for the racist comments and things, just the oh my gosh factor on those things, but it's got some other funny things in it. Then we went to see Mr. Holmes. Movie is, I'm going to jump right to it. 10. Stars Ian McKellen. I don't know, is it Sir Ian McKellen or is it just, has he been knighted? I forget. If he's not, he should be. Good movie. Good acting, but on all parts. The basis of the story is this is Sherlock Holmes post-World War II. He's an old man. He's in his 90s, I think. And he's starting to lose his memory, and he's got these feelings of guilt and remorse and something about his last case that caused him to stop doing cases about 30, 35 years ago. And he can't remember the details because he's losing his memory. But thanks to this little boy, he kind of helps put the pieces together, and there's a relationship forming there. I'm not going to ruin all the details about it, but it's a very, very good movie. Walked out of that and said, boy, I felt like I just read a good book. It was excellent. And the odd thing is, we never heard of it. It's been in theater since July 17th. Never heard any reviews, never heard any hype, nothing. It's like nobody's talking about this. So we figured when we got to the theater, we'd be the only two people in there since it's, you know, on, it's only playing till like next Thursday. And there's only one theater in the whole Valley area that's covering it. Fortunately, it was near Mike's house. So I thought, oh, this is going to be either a real groaner or who knows. Wonderful movie. When we got there, the freaking theater's like 3/4 full. I had to go out. I literally walked out, looked at the sign to make sure we were in the right theater, and came back. I went, yeah, this is the one. Maybe all the other people were in the wrong theater. I don't know, but we were in the right place. And wow, good movie. If you have a chance to see this in the theaters, go do so. Very well done. I give it a solid 10. If this doesn't win some kind of freaking award, I don't know what will. While I was driving around doing my errands and picking up drugs and costume stuff, I was listening to last week's Technorama episode 446. And I normally don't go back and listen to shows, but that one was so much fun with all the people in the studio that I had to go back and listen. I hope we get another opportunity to capture that. If you're a former Slice of Sci-Fi listener, and you're wondering where all the fun went, go listen to that one. It nicely mingles that old Slice flavor with Sam and Brian and Ben and Keith and Tim and Mike. And of course, interjects Craig and me with the format of Technorama and the fun of Slice. It was a lot of fun. And I laughed out loud a couple of times myself, even though I knew what was going to be said. There were some nuances in there I missed because I was trying to drive the console and music tracks and things. So it was a lot of fun. Quick response to some of the other podcasters out there. Thank you, Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, for having me as an interview this week. It was a lot of fun. The time went too fast. Let's do it again soon. And Ken Kennedy, hope to see you at Dragon Con. Craig and Clinton and I probably already said this, but I'm going to say it again. 5:30, Hilton Room 203, Technorama, Comedy Forecast and Friends, live with the guest John Bell from Bells in the Bat Free, and hope to see you there. Wow, cut that one a lot shorter than I did. Oh, final footnote, last night, coolest thing. I've got an app on my phone called ISS Spotter that you can set alarms and says, hey, the ISS is going to fly overhead. Now, it's not always overhead because the Earth is turning underneath the the ISS, it's going around its orbit, and we're turning, and it's moving, and you know, so the times are different every day of where you'll see it, when you'll see it, and sometimes there's a couple of weeks where you won't see it at all. Sometimes it's in the early morning before dawn, sometimes it's in the early evening right after sunset. Well, it went over at a pretty low angle, I'd say about 20 degrees. I wish I could remember because it's not on the phone anymore. Once it's passed, it's passed, and it doesn't show it. It went right over the crescent moon. I wish I had a telescope on the moon at the time, but you can't tell when it starts on the horizon that it's going to cross the moon. But it was so cool. It's like, it's going to cross the moon. It's going to go, oh, wow, that's cool. I wish I had the telescope just to see it, because I've seen pictures of the ISS in front of the moon. I think the pictures that I saw were full moon. This was an early crescent. I think it's quarter to night. Maybe it would have been a late crescent. But it was pretty cool. Tonight, it went by again just before 8 p.m., a little higher angle, and then it'll start to, you know, go away some more. Always interesting to see that thing go by. I did take out the binoculars and try and catch it, but can't make out any details with the 10x50s that I've got. So and the clock drive on the telescope doesn't work. I've got a 10-inch reflector from my parents that's pretty neat for looking at planets and moons and things, but not going to capture the ISS. Okay, that's it for this time. I will talk to you again tomorrow for the Dog Days of Podcasting. There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in a binary studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.